There are a number of bills in the Arizona legislature right now urging Congress to call an Article 5 convention to propose amendments to the U.S. Constitution. House Speaker J.D. Mesnard is the sponsor of one of them.
It's a tool that we really haven't utilized, but in this day and age with rising debt, I think that it's time for us to flex those muscles, those state-oriented muscles, as the Founding Fathers intended. You can entertain a lot of fears about what could happen and whatnot, but there are, at the end of the day, checks in the system.
Mesnard's measure calls for a federal balanced budget amendment, although some of the other versions also call for federal term limits and limits on federal power, among other proposals. 34 states need to pass resolutions asking Congress to call the convention. Previous measures in Arizona have failed, but there appears to be a renewed momentum this year. With me to talk about a potential Article 5 convention is David Super. He's a law professor at Georgetown and has written extensively about this. So, David, you don't think a convention is a good idea. Why?
I'm very much afraid. I think at a time when this country is angry and divided, that the Constitution is one of the few things that holds us together. Opening it up through an Article 5 convention puts all that at risk.
How so?
It means that we'll be potentially changing any number of things in the Constitution. It's being championed as a way of getting a balanced budget amendment, but once you have a convention, it can go after anything else that's in there. It can go after First Amendment provisions. It can go after cruel and unusual punishment. It can change rules on gun constraints. It can do a lot of other things.
That was one of the concerns of some of the critics in Arizona in the past, that they were calling it sort of a runaway convention, that you might call it to deal with something like a balanced budget amendment, but once the delegates get together, there's really no telling what might come out of it.
Unfortunately, that's true. Article 5 does not provide for limited purpose conventions, and the only constitutional convention we've had in this country, the one in 1787, went far beyond its mandate. It was supposed to amend the Articles of Confederation. It wrote a whole new constitution. It was supposed to have its work approved by every state before it went into effect. It changed the rules for ratification, and that could happen again.
Why do you think it is now that there seems to be this building momentum to do this? Is it just about a balanced budget amendment?
No, I think that's a great deal of civic impatience and people not understanding just how important the Constitution is for this country. There are groups on the left that want to do it. There are groups that support term limits that want to do it. There are people who don't like the Electoral College or don't like the Supreme Court's jurisprudence on gun control that want to do it. So I think it's a lot of people not being willing to go through the hard work of persuading others of their perspective and seeing this as an easy way out.
If this is in the Constitution, clearly the founding fathers of our country thought that this was at least a possibility of something that people would want to do later on. Why not take that opportunity? Why not do something that is clearly spelled out in the Constitution as something that is an option to do?
Because this is an emergency procedure. If Congress starts canceling elections and is utterly unresponsive to the public, then this gives the states a way of going around Congress and resetting the national government, only in emergencies. We have a Congress right now that most people don't like very well, but they're not canceling elections, and the reason that they're doing what they're doing is because they keep getting reelected. So we aren't in that kind of an emergency situation. This is like pulling the fire alarm when you're unhappy, but there's no real fire.
What do you think the odds are that enough states, I think 34 of them have to do it, that enough states say, yes, let's do this, and there is actually an Article 5 convention?
I think the odds are this are at least 50-50 at this point that a convention will be called. I'm not convinced that we will actually meet the conditions that the founders called for, because the proponents of this are adding together a lot of different calls for convention that have different language in them that were passed at very different times. Whether to call a convention is going to be up to the current sitting Congress, and I think that there's a fair chance that it will do so.
In your mind, what is the worst case scenario for there being a convention and what comes out of it?
I think that the worst case scenario is that it becomes a complete Christmas tree. certainly all the special interests that spend money heavily to influence elections and state referenda as we have now will go crazy about on a constitutional convention. They'll all get their favorite provisions, perhaps bundled together so you could get something, a single amendment that's both the BBA and rewriting the Second Amendment. And then it's got something to appeal to liberals, it's got something to appeal to conservatives, where neither one of them might pass on their own. It might get enough votes to enough states to get ratified. And then we end up with something very bad, very problematic in our Constitution. People regard the Constitution as a political document rather than a national document. And then we start doing this again and again and again, and we're in almost a state of constant war over what's in our most fundamental document.
David Super is a law professor at Georgetown University.